Unfocused.
That's right. We're back for another week. Unfocus. I'm AJ Twist.
I'm T.
And this is episode 221.
The Pillow Swine episode. And unlike last episode, Swinub was the pig Pokemon, Pillow Swine is the swine Pokemon.
Whoa.
Fucking classy step up there.
Seriously, from pig to swine.
I'm T.
You uncultured swine. I'm AJ Twist. We did that.
Oh, yeah, we're doing it again, though. They gotta know.
Just in case they didn't hear us the first time.
Don't forget, we're live on twitch.tv/collision28. You can always check us out on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast.
That's right. Yeah.
Like, comment, subscribe.
Exactly. Like, comment, subscribe, comment, and like. Mm-hmm.
AJ, right. Unfocused week?
Yeah, interesting week, T, here at my side.
Tell me why.
I don't know why. Okay. It was just unusual. It was longer than usual. Oh, because we didn't do a show last week. That's why.
Oh, yeah. We went to a trivia.
Oh, yeah. We did that trivia shit.
You know, it's funny because I wanted to record the trivia and, like, post it up later. Mm. And I realized when I got there, I heard him say, oh, you can't bring your phones out, blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, shit.
No,
you can't record the shit at all. Like, they're going to fucking be thinking we're cheating or something.
That would have been cool, though.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't think it was worth it, though.
No, I mean, it wasn't worth it. There was a couple things, like, there's a couple things in this trivia that pissed us off. We went to an Avengers trivia.
Yeah, it was MCU trivia in downtown LA. And
what you would think, me and AJ, in combination with a couple other friends of ours, they were kind of nerdy about the MCU, that we would get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a couple of the announcers didn't really know what they were talking about too much.
And that made it worse, actually, because there is repeat questions a lot where, like, it was just worded in a different way, or, like, the end result was a different answer. Still the same question.
Same question.
But, like, just a different way to answer it, or, like...
Yeah, you know. I feel like there's so much to fuck with in that universe without having to throw us trick questions, you know what I mean? Without trying to, like, bait us into putting stupid answers and shit like that, like...
And yeah, and the other thing that made it worse too is, like, even when it was a repeat question that was very similar to another one, like, if that host, because the host was not knowledgeable about the series at all.
No shit.
No, but if he knew, you know, like, you know, the universe, you know, enough, he would have been able to figure out, like, oh, wait, that question is exactly the same as the other one. Like, why is this repeated again?
Yeah.
So
I can't think of any examples, but they basically asked, like, where did Black Widow locate the Hulk, and then where did she find the Hulk?
Yeah.
And we're like, I mean, I guess, technically.
I guess.
But we ended up getting two questions wrong because we flipped those two things. And we're like, well,
one of them, too, was like, the answer was like for Black Widow. But if you answered it Natasha, it was correct. If you answered it Black Widow, it was wrong. And then later on, it was vice versa. If you answered Black Widow, it was correct. If you answered Natasha, it was wrong. It was like,
weird.
It's the same person, though. Yeah, it was stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's like, so, I don't know.
So, yeah, we didn't win. We won one round.
We won like three rounds.
Was it three?
It was like three, yeah.
No, we went a few rounds.
Because we got a bottle of wine, we got some candy.
And we got beer, too, I think, right?
And, no, what was the other thing we got?
Someone gave us their free beer.
Oh, yeah, they gave us at the end, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, maybe we just won two, then. Out of seven, though, that was good. I think we're
That's
the only ones.
Good. We're the only ones to get two. Oh, no, one other group got two wins.
One other one got two wins.
Yeah, us and one other group are the only ones to get two wins.
Yeah.
More of the story is, we know our Marvel shit. We're pretty on it.
Yeah.
We got, like, 98%. I know, yeah.
Yeah, he knew, like, a lot of little details. Like,
except for credits. I told him.
I told him it was units,
bro.
Freaking units.
We all said it's units. But he saved us a lot, so that doesn't count.
He was still upset over it, too, because he put out that text the other day. He's like, he said credits in Infinity War, but it's units in Guardians.
It's units.
But yeah, good time, though. So we did that. And of course, with the same crew, we also did more, you know, Soul Calibur tournament. And for the past 2 weeks, I've had this heavy-ass thing.
Yep.
I've had the hammer for the past 2 weeks. It's been awesome.
This time you won it through Smash, though.
Yeah.
Because we had a three-way tie for Soul, so we had to, like...
Yeah, it was only three of us the other night. But yeah, we changed it up. That was funny, though, the three-way tie.
Yeah.
That was pretty good. And then I played a little bit of Tekken today. I played some Sonic Mania. Nothing new to report there. Just levels are difficult. Good twist on old fucking levels, though, so that's cool. Having some fun with that. I think that's about it. Oh, yeah, and finishing up the stick.
Yeah, I almost don't want to reveal it because the last element's not there, but you know.
But I just want to show off this door because I'm so fucking proud of this door.
That door's the shit. And it got my logo on it. It got my initial on
it. Yeah. Oh, check this out. So you don't forget. So you know what button to push for what when you plug it
in. Damn, bro. That's the shit right there.
So I printed it out.
You guys saw it here first, man. This is a Collision 28 controller right
Production.
Here. Production. Once I put the sticker on it, the Batman feel is going to be complete.
Yeah.
Look at the
Oh, and these lights, those buttons light up now, too.
Stop it! Yeah. They light up?
Yeah, I wired it the other day.
Damn, dude, I'm about to be stunting on motherfuckers when I get to finals.
I got some new wire connectors. I was so excited for these little wire connectors. And I was like, nah, I can fucking wire this shit properly. And so I did that. Nah, I'm not going to do it. But I'm like, if you want to get crazy with it, I can make them blink. But I need to buy something specific, and I don't know what it is.
Nah, we don't got to do all that.
But it's a possibility.
If you want to get crazy.
Yeah, if you want to get crazy, yeah.
I like that.
Anyways.
Yeah, by the way, this thing works perfectly. I was able to control my character completely. The sensitivity is great. The buttons are great. Like, damn, this is a good-ass controller.
Oh, yeah, and since I rewired it, because we did have that issue, though, where randomly it will come up and, like, pause us. So I'm not sure if it was, like, Steam itself or the controller.
It could have been Steam, because I told you I've had issues with them before, and even official controllers. Like,
yeah, so I wouldn't doubt that, but, you know, it's been rewired, so, you know, maybe that won't happen again.
All right, man.
But anyways.
All right, so for my Unfocus Week, not too much going on. I started watching that show on HBO Now called Chernobyl about the Russian radiation leak that happened. Like,
whoa.
It was bigger than the one from Japan, and they kind of kept it quiet for a few weeks.
Whoa.
Because they didn't want anyone to know they were fucking it up.
Yeah.
Unlike Japan, who came up, like, in the first few days, like, we're sorry. We're killing everybody right now. But, yeah, it's a really trippy show. It feels like a movie. Every episode feels like a movie. Other than that, I've been rewatching some random episodes of the Superman animated series because I have that DC streaming service, and that show is so fucking good. I keep forgetting how good that show was. I used to just watch it when I got home from school if I made it fast enough, you know, from school.
Never seen the animated Superman.
It's actually really good. You just turn one random on one day, like they're pretty good.
I feel like it was on shorter than Batman was.
It was. It had Batman had like 4 or 5 seasons, and Superman had like 2 seasons, I think. Mm. But it's because of Justice League. Like, remember Justice League blew up?
No.
Yeah,
there's a Justice League animation afterwards?
Stop it!
I did not even know that.
AJ, are you fucking with me?
Because I knew Superman existed. I just never seen it.
Yo.
I had no idea Justice League existed.
Dude, and they got the same voice for Batman and Superman.
That's cool.
Dude, you need to watch, like, you don't have to watch the whole thing.
You know, I want to go back and watch Batman, because I never, like, when I was younger, I would watch it sometimes, but it was just so dark and so, like, almost
serious?
Like campy and serious, yeah. That, like, I never, like, held my interest for too long.
You know, I got the whole first season right there on the shelf. You
yeah,
can watch
I think it's on, like, Amazon Prime, I think. And I started watching it there. I watched the first episode, which was with, like, Clayface or some
shit. I think one of the early ones are Clayface, for sure. But anyway, so I've been rewatching Superman. It's pretty cool. It's the same as Batman. It's a little darker than you would imagine for Superman, too. Not quite as dark as Batman, obviously, but, like, still.
Batman's the Dark Knight, so.
It's the fucking Dark Knight, you know?
But, can't get any darker than that.
No. But Superman just still has, like, some really dark elements. Like, there's one where there's a villain called Parasite, right? He chains Superman up underground and just fucking keeps draining his power every day.
Every day.
And then flies around terrorizing the city and shit while Superman's chained up underground. And I was like, it's all about Superman trying to be smart and clever how to get out of this fucking trap. And it's pretty dope because you never have to see Superman do shit like that.
Yeah, you never had to see him be smart.
Yeah, he just has to punch things normally, you know, blast things.
Yeah.
Anyway, but yes, that show's been really good. Playing a lot of Soul Calibur, learning a lot of little tricks here and there. Some of them are paying off. Some of them I can feel that it takes a little time for me to see, like, why it's useful and shit, you know?
Right.
But, yeah, I've been playing a lot of Soul Calibur. I've been feeling some advancements. Other than that, okay. Did you hear about the Phase 4 leak from Marvel?
No. Are we going to news?
No. I just want to tell you
this
briefly about
news.
I don't really consider this news because it's a leak and it's a rumor. We don't
know. Okay. Well, before that, I want to mention one thing before you get into that. One, the other thing I did on my In Focus Week. I finished Yu Yu Hakusho because I was randomly watching it on the side, right? As I was building the stick. So there's a lot of Yu Yu fill into that stick, by the way, in case, you know?
That makes me happy, bro. tournament feels, too, because you're watching Dark Tournament, too, right?
Yeah, I was watching the whole thing, the whole shit, from beginning to end.
I'm excited.
Anyways, at the very end, the second to last episode, after the Demon World Tournament happened, you know how they revealed George as the narrator?
Yeah, that was the best moment in the whole series.
Yeah, and then Quinma says, like, I'm not going to give you the narrator job if you're, like, you know, blah, 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 whatever, you know? He's talking about narrating the whole videotapes. The whole anime is them
recording.
Yusuke's life and all that.
Yu Hakusho is all a big backstory, a big recording.
Yeah.
And now that you look back, doesn't it make more sense when he's like narrating and explaining?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, and why he like, you know,
that means he
DNA,
stops,
you know?
That means like every time someone's watching it, he stops it there and then adds an insert in there to explain to the watcher what they're watching. So it's really meta fucking show.
Yeah.
Dude.
I don't know why I never got that. But like,
they even say it at the end, yeah.
Yeah, like I don't think I ever watched the end credits, you know, like the end where it's like, oh, coming up next type of thing. I never watched that. And then, and that's where he said it.
Yeah, yeah, he did. It was the last episode.
Yeah, now the cat's out of the bag. This has been recording my life this whole time. I was like, holy shit, why did I never know that?
Yeah. Dude, I'm so surprised you didn't know that. That was the whole surprise at the end.
Yeah.
Like.
Well, it was, but like now it just like broke down even more. It's like, oh man, it's deeper than I even thought it was. Yeah. But yeah, like,
dude, wait,
this kind of blew my mind.
Wait till you watch Hunter x Hunter. Bro, they fucking get meta as fuck sometimes with that, like stepping outside of the... Anyway, okay, forget about it. So the leak.
Leaks.
There's a big rumor leak, and it's leaked by this guy named Roger Wardo, and he's the one...
Sounds like a villain to me.
I know, he sounds like a super villain,
yeah,
huh? No, but this is the same guy who leaked the fact that Fat Thor was coming before we knew about it,
and no one paid attention
to it, because like, yeah, like no one's like, everyone's like, what the fuck? That's random. And like, you know,
what's a Fat Thor?
Yeah, well, you know, he leaked Captain America saying Hail Hydra.
Hmm.
You know, he leaked a lot of big plot points, right?
That's cool.
So it's led to believe on Reddit that this guy has credit. This isn't news, so you know, there's no picture, but he said he has the whole Phase 4 leaked down.
Damn.
And so apparently in that leak, obviously there's things that we knew were coming. Shang-Chi, Doctor Strange 2, Captain Marvel 2. Black Panther 2 wasn't in there because I think that's still being written.
Yeah, so I believe that.
Maybe that's probably why it wasn't on the board.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that wasn't mentioned. But Captain Marvel 2, Guardians 3, Doctor Strange 2, the more recent things we know about, Shang-Chi and Black Widow were confirmed by this rumor.
So Shang-Chi's its own movie?
Yeah, Shang-Chi, the master of martial arts. Yeah.
Interesting, okay.
And Eternals, you know, those are things we knew. This guy leaked Ant-Man 3.
Expected.
Thor 4.
Kind of expected.
Power Pack.
What the fuck?
And
Power Pack.
Power Pack is a group of young kids
that
have the superpowers and decide to start fighting crime on their own.
Were they the ones that caused the Civil War?
No, that's the New Warriors.
Okay, that's New Warriors.
But Power
and
they're
the
like
comics.
Yeah, Power Pack is actual kids. They're like 10 to 11 years old and they got powers and they start fucking shit up. And they're funny cuz they're comedy, but they realize that it's action comedy, but they realize that it's kids fighting crime. So all the jokes are based like on that idea.
Okay.
Like, they team up with Punisher one time, and Punisher's like, fucks up a villain, and he's about to fucking cap this fool in the head, and he looks over, and the Power Pack's all watching him, like, and he's like, ugh! He just butts the guy instead, you know, like, and then at the end of that comic, the little girl from the Power Pack kills somebody, and she's like, oops. And then the Punisher's like, what the fuck? Like, so, you know, it's a comic that really knows. They understand that it's ridiculous, you know?
If they get this Punisher, that would be awesome. Like, if they use him.
I would love for them to use him, because there's even a comic called Punisher and the Power Pack where they team up.
That'd be cool.
But I don't think they'll do that.
And he actually, this new season that I haven't finished watching yet, he's technically working with a kid, too. So it is kind of.
They're leading it. And they're leading it.
Yeah, maybe they are.
No comment, though, because I don't know if that's really going to happen.
You know what? I kind of believe that. I mean, if Marvel wants to take some DC, you know, type of thing.
And go kind of kid friendly. Yep, yeah. Exactly. And Power Pack is basically three renegade kids that find out they have powers, like, fuck it, let's go fight crime.
Mm.
And they just fucking, they make their own costume, they fucking run out, and they just start fucking stopping villains.
Okay.
And everyone's like, who the fuck are these kids?
Yeah.
Like, but no one can catch them. So that's the Power Pack.
Okay.
Supposedly that's in development, right?
Okay, let's see. We'll see that.
There's one really questionable one. This didn't come from the same leak.
Pack sounds questionable already.
No, well, this one was not even mentioned by this guy. I'm not going to talk about it. It came from like a kind of a normally credible website. I'm going to wait on that. Other things that were weird that he mentioned. So Power Pack, we already know about Eternal, Ant-Man 3, Thor 4.
I have a feeling Ant-Man 3 will be called Giant Man.
You know, some people were theorizing it would be called Ant-Man and the Wasp 2. Some people were thinking Giant Man, and some people were thinking The Rise of Goliath or something like that, because eventually that's what he named himself to.
Oh, he does.
And there was that other guy named Goliath already.
Yeah. Anyway. That's why I feel like they won't do that, but okay.
You could be right. That's a good point, too.
That's what, but like Giant Man, since we've seen him, maybe he'd be more about getting taller, getting bigger.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we'll see, though.
And, okay, here's the weird part. Here's where it gets fucking weird.
Okay.
Three movies that they said are definitely in development. Young Avengers.
Okay.
Dark Avengers.
Okay.
And New Avengers.
Okay. I heard that one.
He said all three are in development.
So that's the next three Avenger movies then, I guess.
And you know, the rumor kind of suggests that they're going to wait till the tail end of this whole Marvel thing for those three movies to come up. And but that's just what the rumor suggests. Other point that he made, specific besides the movie titles, he said that there will be a separation between cosmic movies and Earthbound movies. Like a clear separation. Like there will be a mini series. There's not going to be, he said there will no longer be a 10 movie arc going on. He said there will not be a villain going across this whole phase four.
Yeah.
But he said there will be mini arcs within this phase, as in a cosmic mini arc and an Earthbound mini arc.
Okay.
So, and the rumor is the sub-villain for Earth is Norman Osborn.
Okay.
Which would make Dark Avengers make a lot of fucking sense. Mm. And superheroes gotta stop him, you know?
Okay, yeah.
We don't know anything about the cosmic part. There was no leak about the cosmic villain or the cosmic storyline going through. But we can assume Guardians, Captain Marvel, Thor, they're all going to be dealing with that shit, whatever that is, right? Mm. But yeah, that's the leak. Another leak which came from another credible leaking website. This is not an individual, this is a website. Their rumors, they heard that Marvel's working on an Ultimates movie. The Ultimates are the alternate version of the Avengers, like in a parallel universe.
Huh, interesting.
And so, like, that one to me struck a chord. I was like, whoa, they've already introduced a multiverse.
Yeah.
And this news just came out 3 days ago or 4 days ago. Like,
okay.
So we might see a movie redoing the whole Battle of New York with a different cast of people and with a different result.
Whoa.
Like, imagine the Battle of New York, but instead it's Spider-Man, Black Panther,
yeah,
Captain Marvel, like, you know, the Hulk, like brand new version of them,
yeah,
but it's the same scenario in an alternate world. And people are saying maybe that could even be the way that they bleed in the Fantastic Four people or the X-Men people, like maybe they will exist in that world.
So how that whole, so that world will exist. Okay, wow.
Some people are saying even maybe that maybe it won't maybe it won't even be the Ultimate Avengers stopping them. Maybe it'll be a form of the X-Men stopping them, and then shit gets crossed. You know, like,
yeah.
But anyway. That's from a different website. I wish I could. I'll look it up right now. Which website had leaked that?
That'd be a cool way to do it. But like, we'll feel so separated. But unless they do things once in a while, where like, you know, the two universes crosses for a second, we're like, whoa, okay, that happens. That could happen.
Well, you're forgetting about Far From Home.
Yeah,
Mysterio's already saying that. If that's true, Mysterio's already hinting that that's happening already.
Yeah, exactly.
So maybe, man, maybe.
Interesting.
But yeah, that's it. That's it for the Marvel leak. We don't know how much of this is true, but the thing that I think the Dark Avengers is true. I don't know about Young Avengers or New Avengers because I feel like those are pretty risky. I believe Dark Avengers is true. There's just too much fucking smoke for there not to be fire. Like, there's so many, like, people have mentioned Dark Avengers over and over, like, for the past, like, year. I think it's real.
Yeah, I can see, though, that at least that one being real, if we are getting Osborn.
Right, wouldn't someone want to take advantage of the Avengers position if they're not there anymore?
Yeah.
Anyway. So, that's the most of my Unfocus week. That's all.
See, speaking of Marvel, though, just really quick, someone put out this Marvel viewing order, which starts with Captain America, the first Avenger, and then goes to Captain Marvel, and it actually pretty much just...
Oh, they're in a chronological order?
Chronological order.
Oh, that's dope.
Not by when the movie was released, but like where in the timeline those movies take place. So after that, you do Iron Man, Hulk, Thor, Iron Man 2, and then Avengers.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, wait, my bad. I went the wrong way. It's Iron Man 2, Thor, and then Hulk, and then Avengers. My bad.
Oh, yeah, I guess that would be right.
They were airing this the wrong way. But yeah, which is, I thought, well, that kind of blew my mind for a second. I was like, oh, shit, that's so weird, because at the end of Hulk, you see, you know, Tony Stark come through, talk to Ross, and all of a sudden, you know, now you see where the Hulk's at. And, hey, and
don't forget, in Thor, you see a thunderstorm in Ohio.
Yeah.
In Hulk, you see a thunderstorm in Ohio, which is a reference to Thor, remember?
Yeah, and they were happening at the same time, huh?
Yeah, I guess technically, I was going to say Hulk should happen first, but technically they're the same time.
Because that thunderstorm, supposedly he's falling out the sky, and that's him when he first gets banished.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Or maybe the hammer or some shit, yeah.
Or the hammer coming, either way, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, after the first Avengers, Iron Man 3, and then Dark World, Thor, Winter Soldier, Guardians, and then Guardians 2. And then Age of Ultron, and then Ant-Man, and then Civil War, and then Black Panther, and then Homecoming, and then Ant-Man and the Wasp, and then Doctor Strange, and then Thor Ragnarok, and then Infinity War.
Oh, shit.
And then Endgame.
No, Doctor Strange happens way earlier than that. That's wrong.
I don't know.
No, that it definitely does, because Ragnarok would have to come after
Doctor Strange. Ragnarok does come after Doctor Strange.
What'd you say before Doctor Strange or right
after? There's a lot of shit before Doctor Strange. Civil War, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Spider-Man, and Black Panther.
Something you said about What did you say before? Okay.
So after Age of Ultron, Ant-Man, Civil War, Black Panther, Spider-Man Homecoming, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Doctor Strange.
No, Doctor Strange is before Ant-Man and the Wasp. 100%.
You think so?
No, 100% it is. That's incorrect. Because Doctor Strange happens basically while Iron Man 3 is happening. Therefore, that shit hasn't happened yet. Ant-Man and the Wasp happens a few weeks before Thanos.
Doctor Strange kind of takes over, like, no, I guess.
You know what I mean? Like, Doctor Strange definitely ends, like, weeks before Thanos comes. It's got to be Ant-Man and the Wasp before Doctor Strange. I mean, after Doctor Strange.
Well, we don't... There's no say where Ant-Man and the Wasp can actually be, though, technically. Because the only thing that does connect it to the rest
Civil
of
War.
Avengers...
It has to be after Civil War.
Ant-Man and the Wasp?
It has to be, because he has the fucking...
Ant-Man and the Wasp happened after Civil War.
Doctor Strange is happening, like, way too far before Civil War, because he hasn't even...
Way too after Civil War.
No, before Civil War, because he's just hearing about... They're just talking about the Avengers.
I think they do mention, though...
It sounds like the Avengers are still together in Doctor Strange. Let me put it that way. The way they explained it, they said the Avengers...
In Civil War, they're not.
Yeah. So that's what I'm like. It's got to be before that.
I got to watch it again and see what's going on there.
But everything else sounds right in there except for Doctor Strange.
Wasn't there, like, some type of line where it's like... they're explaining, like, who protects what and shit. And then the Avengers protect the Earth. And then someone mentions something like, can they or something like that?
No. They say, yeah, Avengers take care of the Earth on the physical realm.
Yeah.
And we take care of cosmic and spiritual threats and, like, more energetic. Like, so basically the fact that they say the Avengers is a thing tells me that they know they exist and they don't know they're broken up, which tells me Civil War hasn't happened
yet. You know why it's so late? Because of the time stone.
Dude, hey, explain. All right, let's jump into news.
But if I start watching it all over again, I'm going to watch it in this order for sure.
Hey, I'm down too. Hey, you let me know, bro. I'd be down to watch it. I'll tell you, I really want to see Captain America again, the first Avenger.
Yeah, me too, actually. Like, I want to go back to the beginning. I really do now. Actually, where's my set? I don't have it up there yet. Is this
Did I already bring it back?
I don't know. I haven't.
I think I already put it back. Yeah.
Okay, I'll go look again later on. But anyways.
Okay.
This is the news.
The news. This is the lifeblood of Unfocused.
Yeah, bitch.
Good timing. Oh, also, we're on Twitter at Unfocused28.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And Instagram, Unfocused Podcast.
Like, comment, subscribe, all that.
Subscribe
email us.
To the Unfocused Podcast through Apple Podcasts, Cleveland28.com.
And email us, unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
That's okay. Right. Do it.
Now, to the news. All right, first picture I got... The creator, the art designer, and the concept artist for Detective Pikachu released his picture of what he didn't get to show in the movie, how he wanted Venusaur to look, and how he designed Venusaur to look. Holy shit, that shit scares the shit out of me, bro. I do not like that shit at all.
It's the face. It looks too snake-like.
Yeah, it looks scary as shit to me. Yeah. It looks like he's going to fuck me up. You know what I mean? Like he can't wait to fuck me up or something. I don't know.
Yeah, the face just looks way too snake-like. I think there was a Venusaur in the movie, and I missed it.
No, there wasn't. I didn't.
I think there was, because I feel like I just barely saw the last frame of it, and I saw the big flower in the background.
Yeah, his flower, but they didn't show Venusaur.
I'm pretty sure he was there. I just kind of just missed it. I just saw the flower. I was like, oh wait, Venus, and then the screen just fucking like skipped. I was like, fuck, he was there. I missed it.
I feel like I saw what you're talking about, and I wasn't sure if it was Venusaur or Vileplume.
No, not that Vileplume. I wish I saw Vileplume. That'd be cool. But no, I'm pretty sure Venusaur was in it. Just for like a second, like in the background somewhere, like, you know, if you weren't looking for it.
In the Bulbasaur scene, maybe?
No, not there. That would have been cool.
Not there.
I was hoping the Bulbasaur was leading him to a fucking big-ass Venusaur.
That's what I kind of thought, too, when it was happening.
Yeah.
But what do you think about that?
It looks fine, except for the face looks like a snake. That's the only thing that's bugging me.
That shit looks kind of...
Everything else looks pretty dope.
I feel like he's going to run up on me real quick and fucking try to eat me. Like, I don't know.
It looks too big to run that fast.
I know, but that's what scares me more.
It looks like a Komodo dragon.
And they run fast as fuck.
That's true, they do.
It scares the shit out of me. Well, anyway, I just thought that shit was creepy. It's not exactly news. It's just that the creator had released his art of it. And he's like, I guess it got turned down. For being too scary. They're like, no, not this one. Like, so that's why you don't see a clear picture of this version of Venusaur he had.
Okay, well, that's unfortunate. Well, I don't know. It depends on what the actual
not to me.
Like.
I was gonna say. All right, AJ.
Shit, I wasn't even ready for news, but oh yeah, so we have some Korra announcements. Not Korra, my bad. Just Avatar universe shit going on. Legend, not the Legend of Korra. Legend of, not a Legend of Avatar.
The Avatar.
Avatar, Last Airbender series, that whole thing.
What do you know? Because I heard something today, too.
Oh, there's
what
another thing I'll get to afterwards. But The Rise of Kiyoshi.
Oh, the book. Yeah, the book, we were talking about. Yeah.
So we now know it's a 448-page book.
What the fuck?
It's a
real, real book.
It's a book, yeah.
I know we talked about it was a novel a few episodes ago, but like I didn't realize 448
it's
pages?
It's a book, yeah.
I was thinking like 120, 200 pages. Fuck.
Yeah, no, this could be something. This is a freaking full-on...
I don't think I can get through that, bro. I'm so bad
at it. I can't read, so I'm not. I got to maybe get an audiobook probably.
Dude, I got through one big book one time. It took me like a year and a half. Because I just couldn't fucking sit through
it. You know, I have a book that I haven't finished reading, and I've had it for like a good probably 6 years now.
Dude, Leslie wants to buy Game of Thrones, and I'm like, fuck no.
Carla reads.
Fucking Carla Game reads. Of Thrones is like 1,000 pages in the first book.
Carla will finish a book in a day, in a week.
That's true. She kills big-ass thick comics quick, yeah, so she must kill books even faster.
Yeah, she kills them pretty quick. So, like, we saw the a pack of Game of Thrones books, and she was like, I want to get it. But she's like, no, there's two books missing. I'm going to wait. And I'm like, okay.
She wants the whole thing, huh?
Yeah. But anyway.
Do you know what the last one's called? You know, Winds of Winter is the one that we're waiting on. But the last one's called... Dream of Spring.
Oh, yeah. I knew something was spring in it. Yeah. So I did know that. I just didn't know I knew it.
Damn, you're that ahead of the game?
Seriously, yeah. But Rise of Kiyoshi, on shelf July 16th. So in about a month and a half. You can expect to see that in stores. Also, what was pretty crazy is that, you know, she's going to have her own Team Avatar in there, too.
Oh, what?
Yeah. And then one of them is going to be her airbender. So this would be like one of the first time we see airbenders when there is actual airbenders around.
Before there's only one, yeah.
Yeah, before there was just one and then five, you know?
Fuck.
And then it looks like her team's going to be mostly airbenders, I mean, earthbenders as well. And then also, in the beginning of the book... She doesn't even know she's the Avatar. And a lot of people, when she becomes Avatar, don't even believe that she's actually the Avatar either.
What?
So that's going to be an interesting storyline, how that's going to work out.
How she has to make people believe she's the Avatar?
I guess, yeah. She doesn't even know it herself in the beginning either. So that's going to be kind of interesting how that happens as well.
Weird.
Yeah. I think the whole thing is that they think one of the Earthbenders, who was pretty strong, they're thinking he's the Avatar, I think is what's going on in the beginning.
Oh, okay, I see.
But it sounds pretty interesting. There's a lot of like information about certain characters and all that in on some web pages if you go look them up too. So anyone's interested, check that out. But at the very least, expect a book in July.
All right. In other news, we're going to touch into some quick Marvel stuff. Okay. Marvel's Spider-Man. We've talked about it before. I feel like it doesn't get a lot of attention. Marvel's Spider-Man is an animated series that's going on right now. I think it's on Disney XD. Okay. And it's the show that's made by Disney for the Marvel Universe. And it's kind of like a prequel, or the first few episodes are kind of like a prequel to Spider-Man Homecoming.
Okay.
They start to kind of change into their own story as it goes on. But like the first two or three episodes are like a prequel to Homecoming.
Do we see Uncle Ben in that shit?
I don't think so.
Huh. Do we see how like... Because I'm pretty sure they lived in the house at one point, and I think the backstory is that they lose the house because Uncle Ben's gone, and that's how they end up in the apartment.
I think they talk about
that.
Did we
see that?
I think they talk about that. They show him make the shitty costume that Iron Man sees him in.
Yeah.
They show him make that, and they show him fight crime in that a little bit.
That's cool.
But anyway, so the new season will be premiering 2020 next year in spring, and you know, usually it's just like, you know, Marvel Spider-Man, but this time it has a title.
Whoa.
Marvel Spider-Man Maximum Venom.
Interesting.
And the new season will be titled that because Venom...
Whoa, so this is... you're saying this is connected to the MCU?
Exactly.
You
get where I'm going with this.
Yeah.
Okay, so wait. I'm gonna talk about it more because let's not get too excited just yet.
Okay.
Or scared. Either way. So the new season will be titled Maximum Venom and will revolve around Venom summoning an earth-shattering threat from the symbiote's home planet. Disney XD Senior Vice President Mark Buhaj couldn't be more excited about having the two marquee characters share the same spotlight. Okay, so let me talk, because earlier this week, there's been a lot of fucking chat and rumors and hubbub about Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I'm sure I think we talked about it, we didn't get to talk about it last week, that they want, there's a rumor that Marvel was trying to have Deadpool make his first appearance in Spider-Man 3.
I've heard that. Okay.
Not Far From Home, but whatever's coming next, right? Yeah. That rumor was later followed by another rumor saying that idea is dropped, and that Venom will make his appearance.
Which sounds better.
As in Tom Hardy.
Yeah, that'd
be cool. Make his appearance or cameo in Spider-Man 3.
You know what I heard too? I heard at the Far From Home, Spider-Man's like done. Like Sony and letting Sony letting Disney borrow Spider-Man. Because he's supposed to be up for 5 movies, and that's done.
That's a rumor. We do not know the details of that contract.
We don't know it? Okay.
Nobody knows because it's an unprecedented contract. No one's ever done what Sony and Marvel are doing right now.
Okay.
Lending the character out for certain movies. Like, that's fucking weird. Like, so none of us have read that contract.
Sony, come on.
Just fucking give it to them. Anyway, none of us have read that contract. So we can't say we know what the deal is with that. I think that is not for sure. But it's possible.
Anyways.
Rumors have been circulating that Venom will be appearing in Spider-Man's 3rd movie, which hasn't even been confirmed that there will be a 3rd Spider-Man movie. That's why this is a rumor.
Yeah.
But it's funny that on the same week of that rumor, this was announced. And we know that Sony has been trying to nudge Marvel for a couple years about, hey, you know, let's make Venom and part of this whole thing, you know, like let's include him. Mm-hmm. Let's kind of expand Spider-Man's world a little bit. But, you know, Marvel has been seeming kind of reluctant about how they want to move forward with Spider-Man's universe, because I'm sure that they don't want to play by Sony's rules, you know what I mean? Or, like, give them too much money, you know?
Yeah.
Because already Marvel's not making a big chunk of money they could be making off of any Spider-Man movie that comes out. Like, all that money for the box office shit goes to Sony. Marketing, sales, toys, that goes to Marvel. But box office money, Sony.
Hmm.
So I'm sure they don't want to fucking make that a thing, because they don't make as much money off of that, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know, man. I don't know. It's just really weird timing that this animated series got announced. And they're trying to push for Venom to be in the Spider-Man movie.
But if this animated show is a prequel to what we see in Homecoming, that means they've already crossed paths.
Well, the first 2 or 3 episodes are a prequel. And then it starts to kind of spin off and kind of like become its own thing in a way.
Maybe
and
it's kind of that other universe.
Maybe, you know, maybe Greg separated the universes.
Maybe Greg is Spider-Man in this new series.
Yeah, so, you know, I think the only answer is, AJ, we should probably make it our homework to watch at least the first season of Marvel's
Not
Spider-Man.
Not good at homework, but okay.
I mean, there's only, like, I think there's only, like, 8 or 9 episodes. It's real short. They're 20-minute episodes each. I think we should, like, make it our thing, like, at least to watch some of this to see where they go beyond the first 2 episodes. Like, to see, does this really connect? Because I'm sure it doesn't after a while, you know, but I don't know.
I don't know either. I'm afraid to get invested into these series thinking they're part of the movies because we see what happened with freaking the Defenders and all that, you know?
It does happen.
What if they're a part of this other universe they're making up too, actually, thinking about it now?
Could be. It could be. Could be a parallel.
Some type of parallel as well as with the Runaways and Cloak and Dagger.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. You never know. That's a good point. But, Maximum Venom. It's a reference, obviously, to Maximum Carnage, which is an old 90s story. But, we'll see what they do with that. AJ, next piece of news?
All right, I'll go back to Avatar, since you're asking about that.
Yeah.
But, Avatar The Last Airbender. We know that there's a Netflix series coming out pretty soon.
When is that supposed to come out?
Don't know yet, but probably next year. But we know that they're pushing along. They've been working on it this whole time. Because they actually just put out an update just the other day, or yesterday, I believe, about what they've been working on and what we should expect pretty soon and all that. And they're saying that the whole time they've been doing tests to see what they can and can't do, kind of messing around with animation and stuff and just different, like, camera work and all that, how they're going to adapt, like, you know, the animation and visual effects and all that, you know? So that's what they've been kind of doing this whole time, is seeing what they can and can't do with all that. But now they're saying that they're about ready to start casting.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So they haven't done that yet. So any rumors you've heard in the past, all rumors, because they haven't actually casted anything yet. But now they're starting looking. They're working on that now, and they're looking for mostly young kids. So they're looking for kid actors now, which kind of makes sense because that's how Team Avatar is. They're young kids. They're like 12, 14, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they're going to be working with. Toph's voice actor. She was giving some insight about being a child actor too, so that can kind of help along with, you know, what they're going to expect. So they're actually trying to take some pointers about what they can do with voice act or child actors and all that. Also, they're saying that there, or someone was kind of speculating that there might be a difference in the timeline too, since we are going to have this, you know, possibly like yearly season come out and everything, and those child actors are going to be growing up. Rather than the whole series take place within a year, they're thinking that they may change it up and have the whole series take place over a few years, just so as they're growing up, it kind of looks like it makes sense.
Hmm.
So I expect that little difference, I would suppose, and that kind of makes sense. I'm not too mad at that. Also, too, Dante Basco, who plays Zuko's voice, who's also Rufio.
Rufio!
He's likely to be in it because people have seen him, like, you know, talking with the creators, Mike and Brian and all that. So there's a good chance that he might actually be in it in some way, which sounds cool. Maybe playing some background, you know. Maybe he'd be the cabbage merchant. Imagine that.
Damn, be so dead. My cabbage. That'd be so dope.
But yeah, so that's some updates about Avatar. And then, yeah. Also, the episodes are supposed to be like an hour long each, too, they're saying. So like no 30, 20-minute episodes. They're supposed to be like full-length episodes.
Oh, wow. So they're going to be like, wait, hour-long episodes?
Yeah.
Oh, they're going to do it like that, huh?
Yeah. But we'll probably only get like 12 or 13 episodes, though, within an hour,
hey, dude,
which is equal to about, you know, 24 episodes, 20 minutes each, you know, like we did get with the original series. But that makes sense.
I'm not mad about that.
Yeah, me neither. But yeah, look out for that. Coming soon. Next year, I'm guessing. Like, I wouldn't be mad if it's like late next year, just to make sure to do it right.
Yeah, that's the trick, doing it right, man.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to tell you this crazy thing. David Harbour. You don't, I don't have a picture of this one. David Harbour, you know this guy, right?
No.
The guy from Stranger Things. Okay. The cop. The cop, you know?
Oh, okay, dude. Okay, yeah.
The homie, you know?
yeah, what's his name?
I forget his name, but we know who we were talking about. But anyway, so that guy,
Hopper.
Right?
Hopper?
Hopper. There you go. So basically, this guy was, you know, he was talking about Hellboy and the Hellboy movie because it kind of failed and shit.
Okay.
And he was like saying,
did he play him?
Yeah, he played Hellboy.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So, first off, there's a trailer for Stranger Things. So,
I haven't seen that yet. I have not seen it.
We'll have a whole trailer roundup in a minute because there's a lot of trailers that came out this week. Oh. But anyway, so he was in Hellboy and he was saying that, you know, it was like, it sucks. We tried our best, it didn't do well. You know, but at the same time, like, I felt kind of like a lot of this is coming from Marvel because, like, you know, people are having this certain expectation for comic movies and blah blah, and like if it can't be like that, everyone's like, oh shit. So he's kind of blaming Marvel a little bit for like the failure of Hellboy, right?
Right. Okay.
Kind of dick move. Funny story. He's cast it for the Black Widow movie.
What the fuck?
Yes. And his comment on Twitter. Check this out, AJ. We just said how the leak was saying specifically that the Fantastic Four and the X-Men are not going to appear for 5 years, right?
Right.
In this tweet that he said about the Marvel role, he said, I'm real excited to be working for the MCU. He's like, I'm going to have a lot of fun playing this thing. That's all he said. Now, this is a very open comment. This could mean nothing at all.
Yeah.
It could mean some kind of monster, some kind of villain. We don't know. But, you know, obviously the first thing everyone's thinking is he saying he's the fucking thing?
Yeah, exactly.
From the Fantastic Four.
Dropping hints over here? And dude, I did hear about something like that. Someone dropping hints about Fantastic Four showing up.
Dude, if anybody could be a great thing, it would be David Harbour. Like, dude, you see how he's fucking, he's a dick, he smokes, he says smart-ass comments, he fucking...
Yeah, I can see that.
You know, he's a strong guy at the same time. Like,
yeah.
Dude, what if he was the fucking thing? Now, the reason I don't 100% believe this, because I don't see a reason to bring the thing into the Black Widow movie. I just don't see how they would do that.
Or what if it's just a Fantastic Four, though? But he's not actually rock up yet. Like, they haven't had their thing yet.
He could be Ben Grimm.
Yeah, he's like, just Ben
damn,
Grimm.
Damn, oh, that would be dope. I'd be fucking down with that.
Yeah.
Other thing people were saying, this is a more obscure thought. Some of you are saying maybe he's playing Man-Thing. And Man-Thing is basically Marvel's version of Swamp Thing. Mm. And he's almost kind of a villain, but he's kind of a hero, too. He's confused. He basically has a... He's a regular person that through an experiment became part of nature. And he's like a big swamp fucking plant monster.
Like a swamp thing?
Kind of. Yes, yeah. But if he touches you, he burns you alive.
What the fuck? Okay.
So he can't get close to you, but he wants to be close to people to kind of remember how he was.
Oh, man, yeah.
It's a whole fucking tragic
like
story.
Like Rogue.
Yeah, it's a whole tragic story, but more violent than Rogue. But yeah. And Man-Thing's a really fucking cool character.
Supposed to get like Taskmaster in Black Widow's movie.
He's the villain.
He is the villain.
Yeah, he is the villain. David Harbour could be playing Taskmaster, but I don't know why he would say this thing, because Taskmaster is a regular guy. He just has powers, you know?
Okay.
So it's not like he's a thing.
You think he could be a good Taskmaster? I don't know too much about Taskmaster.
No, I feel like they got to pick...
he masters moves.
They got to pick a skinny martial artist dude. Because so basically... Taskmaster is if like Shotgun existed in Marvel,
Okay, yeah, that's what I figured.
Yeah, he can copy all of Captain America's moves and shit. Like, he may not kick as hard as Captain America kicks, but he could do all of Captain America's moves. Like, you know, he sees Daredevil, he can copy all of Daredevil's moves. Mm. He sees Spider-Man, which is superhuman, he can copy his.
That'd be crazy, though, to see Taskmaster, like, do some moves that we know, like, are trademark moves to other characters.
That would be fucking, like, he does a Captain America spin kick or something like that, like,
yeah, or no, just some other character we haven't
Hawkeye
seen yet.
Or some, Oh, like an allusion to people we haven't seen. That would be fucking dope, too.
And it's like, wait, he just did one person's move. Like,
set up Shang-Chi?
Maybe, yeah.
Damn! Something like that. Dude, we're so smart.
Or what if he does, like, fucking, like, Luke Cage shit or, like, Daredevil shit? And everyone's gonna be like, wait a minute, come on now.
Damn, that would be so sick. Make a little reference to Daredevil? That would be dope, dude. Anyway. All right, I'm getting too excited. Let's talk about something else.
So, man. One more question about him, though. It's about Taskmaster. So, when he does copy your move, can it only be, like, physical, like, you know, kind of
only
like...
Only physical moves.
Like, so he can't, like...
He can't copy moves.
Like, he can't see, like, Wolverine and then all of a sudden grow claws, can he?
No. Okay. And he can't copy energy moves or biological moves.
Okay, right.
He can copy any martial arts moves, no matter how fast, no matter how strong they are.
Or just any type of physical thing. Because I remember seeing him in Marvel vs. Capcom 3, he was doing Hawkeye shit and swinging in like Spider-Man.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
yeah, if he can find the tools to do it...
He can copy your movements.
He can probably do the whole thing. Okay. All right.
Exactly.
All right. I mean, he makes sense then.
Yeah, he's a badass character. Now, another character, a villain that I've been waiting for, because what you're saying, you know, someone can copy energy and abilities and stuff. There is an Avengers villain that I fucking love that they haven't touched. He's an android, which I'm sure that's why they don't want to touch him. Mm. Created by a scientist that hates Captain America.
We know what happens to androids.
And Tony loses him. but so it's a scientist that hates Captain America, right?
Okay.
And he makes an android called the Super Adaptoid.
Oh, that sounds cool.
I know. The name is dope, bro. And he looks dope, too. He's the Super Adaptoid, right? And so all he has to do is fight you once. Mm-hmm. And now he's copied your power. And he incorporates it into his arsenal. So he's like Kakashi.
Damn.
And so the thing is, shut
the
fuck up. Whenever this villain enters the story... The whole thing is we got to rush to kill him before he meets too many heroes or fights too many heroes. Because if he clashes with Thor, then clash with Captain Marvel, then clash with fucking Namor,
fucked. Yeah.
Like, now he has all their powers, you know?
Yeah. You see him, don't fight him.
Yeah, exactly.
Just roll up, crawl in a ball. And just wait for us.
Dude, and how dope would it be to see the Avengers try to stop someone like that?
Yeah.
And then, you know, fucking Thor runs into him. He's like, I'll take care of this. And they're like, Thor, no. He's like, no, I got this.
Yeah.
And they're like, Thor, stop, you know?
I can see that happening with this Thor, too.
Exactly. Like, that would be so dope. Like, that'd be a cool storyline, you know?
Yeah, anyway. I want to see a story, because like I think I said this on the last show, but like every Avengers movie we have, there's always this big war with all these random little things, and it's just huge battle, right? The aliens from New York, and then fucking Ultron raises up all these little androids, and then this one, we got those other aliens. I want to see an Avengers movie where it's not like a big group of thing battling the Avengers. I want to see like one person or just like one-on-one battles with everyone, like a team.
So
they can do that with...
So here's the other reason I think Dark Avengers is going to happen, because they need to solve...
Because I want
to
see that, yeah.
They need to solve that problem.
Yeah.
You're not the first one to complain about that. That's a big complaint about Marvel movies. Yeah. Like, why are they fighting hordes of random
always
fucking
hordes.
Characters
yeah,
every time?
Yeah.
Yeah, always hordes. Yeah, always hordes, yeah, sorry. Yeah. But yeah, if it was a team of villains that we all know, and they're all made to counter people, mm-hmm. like, that would be fucking sick.
That would be sick, yeah. That's what I want to see. Anyways.
Yeah, all right.
What are we talking about?
Your turn.
Oh, the thing, yeah.
Yeah, we're David Harbour. Might be the thing. We don't know what he is. He's something. Know. He's something in Black Widow. We'll see. AJ?
Fortnite. We don't get to talk about Fortnite a lot here.
No, we don't.
But Fortnite is apparently doing a crossover with the man himself, the legend.
Stanley?
Jordan.
Stop it! The shoes! I see the zoom in on the shoes already!
Yeah, let me get that picture up right here. But yeah, so looks like you're going to be able to wear some Jordans in the actual game now, along with some other gear, I believe, is what's going on there, too. So if anyone wants any Jordans, go start playing Fortnite, and I'm not sure how you're supposed to get them, honestly, but I mean, this is one of their crossovers right now. And also, I think this is one of their new emotes, too. So like they always have these like dance moves. So like the you know
the swish.
Swoosh, there you go, yeah. So that's going to be a new emote, I'm supposing, too, right here. Also, we have this character wearing all the gear, it seems, too. So, but yeah, just look out for that if you're a Jordan fan. You always collect those kicks. Go check this out. So I'm assuming the whole like Thanos thing is all over now by now, I suppose.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about it.
Or the John Wick, wasn't it John Wick afterwards? So I guess that's all over now. But yeah, that's all I wanted to talk about there.
All right. So Harry Potter. J.K. Rowling has recently made it. You're a wizard, Harry. Yes, right. At the moment. So J.K. Rowling recently announced, just earlier today, I think.
Oh, shit.
There will be 4 more Harry Potter books.
Whoa.
They will be e-books.
Oh, cool.
And these e-books will be exploring the traditional folklore and magic at the heart of Harry Potter
series. That's cool. Okay.
This is kind of what everybody, I feel like, always silently wanted, but hasn't been an outcry for it.
Yeah. Like, it's like we wanted this, but we didn't know we wanted it.
Yeah.
But like, we know we wanted something like this.
Yeah, like a book of spells or something. Like, yeah. Tell us where all this shit comes from, like, and it'll tell you about where all it.
And then they mention like some certain books sometimes in the movies or in the books. The books mention books, you know? So maybe this can be one of those books. Actually, they did that kind of already. Fantastic Beasts was a book.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah, that's kind of in that vein.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's cool.
Specifically, it says the collection is framed around various Hogwarts lessons. Where did the idea for the individualized Guardians of the Patronus charm come from? Perhaps a book on charms and defense against the dark will answer the question. So each of these books will be focused on a form of Harry Potter magic. We'll tell you where all the old school spells come from, what it means, why they made this magic in the first place. I like that shit, because to me, that's one of the... I always make comparisons between Naruto and Harry Potter.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things I really liked about Naruto and Shippuden and the later parts of the first Naruto. When they start going into the history, like, where these fucking moves come from, like... Don't tell me that's these fools just always had these fucking moves. Like,
yeah.
And then they explain it and tell you.
Pretty far deep, too. Like, and then you fucking go way back, too, to freaking, like, the first Uchiha and shit.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
I like that kind of shit. And it's, you know, Naruto does that, and that's one thing I always felt was missing from Harry Potter, to make me care about, like, the spells and shit. And so, yeah, I like this idea. I would love for them to make... Bless you. Now we know Netflix is on fire. You heard it here first, you guys. I'm calling there will be a fucking TV show about this shit. Maybe 3 years, 4 years from now. I'm calling it early. I guarantee, bro. Netflix is on fire. They're trying to pick up everything they can.
We need to make a list of, like, predictions we do.
I know. You know, I have some random notes, because I write little notes every episode whenever we talk about something, like, prolific or something. Yeah. Like, you know, we should, man. We should make our little fucking, our book. Our focus book, like, you know, predictions and archives.
Predictions that we did, and then we'll go back on them. I feel like I need to do it, like, on a website with a database and shit, so we can search it.
That'd be a good idea.
Yeah. Because I know, like, certain, like, podcasts, like, I know, like, Orange Lounge Radio, like, a lot of their listeners put together a wiki page where, like, if they mention something, well, someone will go there and update the wiki, and if they need to, like, refer to it. Yeah, you can just go up there and find it. Like, we need some shit like that. Anyways.
We need dedicated fans.
Yeah, to do this shit for us. I can't do it all.
All right. All right, AJ, want to give us one more, and then we'll do music of the week?
Yeah, this is not so much of a big thing. I thought it was big, but then I looked into it. I'm not even sure how big it is. But Yu-Gi-Oh! Legacy of the Duelist, Link Evolution, is a new game coming to the Switch.
Oh, shit.
Coming out this August 20th, going for about $40. And apparently it's exclusive to the Nintendo Switch.
Why is it so cheap?
I don't know. Because it's a Yu-Gi-Oh game, I guess, and there's like this games that are free for that are like play pretty good.
That's true.
But like the one that's out right now for like mobile devices only plays like it's called like something Duelist. That's why I thought it was the same game, but I guess it's not since it's exclusive. But right now it's only like a three panel match.
Oh,
like
wow.
You know how you have a field of five monster, five magic and trap zones. This one's only 3 and 3, which is freaking weird. It's pretty entertaining, and I know Will liked it. But this is going to be a full on game, though. I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure it'll be the full game. But yeah, if anyone wants to get their Yu-Gi-Oh itch on and research or go back into that, then check this out when it comes out. It sounds fun, and I'll be down to play it on the Switch. I need a game to play on the Switch that I can just take on the go. That's why I can't wait for Pokemon to come out, because Pokemon was one of those games that you will take with you and play.
And especially with
I don't have anything like that.
Especially with the caliber of how the Pokemon's going to be, that's going to be shit. That's going to be the shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, more Pokemon news later on, too. We'll get to that later.
All right.
But, yeah, look out for Yu-Gi-Oh!
All right.
Coming soon.
With that
to the Switch.
Nice. With that said, let's jump into music of the week.
Let's do that. How do we do this? Like this?
Like that, yeah.
Music of Hour.
That's right. Music of the Week time. Part of the show where we share some music with you. It's what we've been listening to and what we think you should be listening to. Who does that? You.
You, Soldier Boy.
No. I'm thinking from Avatar. Remember when he's having his dreams? Right before the invasion, that first one with the comet.
Oh yeah, that's
and
right.
He can't sleep because he's worried about it so much. But every time he has those dreams, he's like fighting the Fire Lord, and he's like not wearing pants.
Oh yeah, he's got the nervous dreams and shit. Yeah.
Yeah, like Aang tells him something, and then he's like, "That's not true. It is you who's not just like." He says like, I don't know. It's always stuck in my head. Every time I say "you" now, I think of that.
You should put it on the soundboard.
Yeah, I think I might do that. Anyways,
all right.
Music of the week. You're going first.
Yeah, mine's called "We Belong in the Sun" by an artist called Teo. Wait, that's not his full name. There's more to it than that, I think. Teo. Nope, that's the name. Yep, Teo. "We Belong in the Sun."
All right,
AJ.
Mine's going old school. I had this song in my head for a long time, and I couldn't remember who it was. I knew who was in it. I just couldn't remember who the main artist was. And I finally figured it out, because I searched it finally. It's J.O. Felony.
Oh, that motherfucker's good. Yeah, damn.
Featuring Method Man and DMX. What you gonna do?
What the fuck? Wait, J.O. Felony featuring Method Man and DMX?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to hurry back because I want to hear that shit.
Yeah, once you hear the song, you might be like, oh, yeah, I remember that song.
Oh, okay.
But, I don't know, this song was always in my head. I thought it was Mac 10 for the longest, and no, it's J.O. Felony. He sounds
kind of like Mac 10.
Yeah.
Very aggressive. All right, guys, that's we'll be back after these messages.
Yep.
Mommy, you got a foul mind, you're sticking away. I got the bird's view and the sun on the way. Come to the mountain and we'll regenerate. Look out for the wildfires, we live in LA. Gold diggers and gold zillas, eh? They all on their way, all on their way, way. We get no water, we get no rain, eh? But you on your wave, you on your way, way. High trips, some dinosaurs hit the shores, cause we over the board like matadors. I said, hey, baby, human nature, we in danger. Need angels like you to step up and switch up the angles. Said, hey, leave your faith. Stars will change, they'll relocate. Yeah.
I belong in the sun with you. I belong in the sun with you. Sing for me.
Focus.
All without commercials.
Because we don't play that shit.
No, we're not that big yet.
All right. Again, my song was Teo, and the song was called We Belong in the Sun.
And mine was J.O. Felony with Method Man and DMX called What You Gonna Do.
Yeah, I was like, I didn't quite remember the song because I didn't get to hear the lyrics, but the beat was super fucking familiar, so I probably do know that song.
All right. Good to know.
All right, AJ, should we jump right back into the news?
Let me think about it real quick. Yeah. Yeah, I think we're ready for that.
Okay!
This is the news.
The news. I thought there was something I want to mention, but I can't remember what it was. It'll come to me if it was important enough.
That's true.
All right, so another news.
Yeah? You want me to go?
Yeah, because you have more news than I do.
Okay, so...
I got like three more, actually.
Okay, cool. So, Akira...
Oh, shit.
Taika Waititi.
Huh, really?
Yeah, well, we've talked about that before, but now there's a release date, May 21st, 2021.
Oh, shit, forever.
He said, I know, it's a long way away. It's really weird for someone to put a fucking release date this far in advance.
Yeah, for reals.
But he said he's going to do it.
All right.
We've talked about this before. I know you haven't seen Akira yet.
No.
We still have to have a sitting where we all get together and watch it on the big screen, like with Danny and my girlfriend, because she hasn't seen it either.
Danny, what the fuck?
Remember, Danny's the reason we bought it.
Oh.
Remember,
fucking Danny.
Yeah, Danny's the reason we bought that fucking shit on Blu-ray. Remember?
Like, yo, if anyone could get in touch with Danny, a.k.a. Yeah. DJ, he's going to be a host on this show. I know it's been a few years that you've seen him.
If he's not dead, yes.
If he's not dead, yes. Let him know. We're looking for him to watch Akira.
Yep. So that's true. That is definitely happening. And it's done by Taika Waititi, the guy who did the last Thor movie. He also did What We Do in the Shadows, like a kind of comedy vampire horror movie.
Oh, he did that too? I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's him too. You can tell from the humor. When you pay attention to the humor carefully, you'll be like, oh yeah, okay, it's definitely Ragnarok shit.
Mm.
The thing is, Akira is not the thing is that Akira is not a very funny anime movie, so it's very interesting that he's going to be the one taking it.
Yeah, true. That's what I was going to ask for. And I was like, is it a comedy movie?
No, not at all. It's very serious. It's very fucking deep. It's very psychological. However, I do feel like he can handle the action part of it. His action in Thor Ragnarok was really fucking good. So I feel like as long as that's the style they go with it, it could be dope.
Hmm.
But we'll see. Yeah, that is definitely happening.
All right, then. Cool.
Yeah, May 21st, 2021. That's a very specific date. 2021.
Yeah, why is that? Is there something specific or special about that day?
I don't really know, bro.
That's like the anniversary of the movie?
Is it the day it happens in Akira or something?
Oh, wow.
I'm going to look into it. You know what? I'll make a note of it. I'll look into it.
All right.
Yeah, AJ?
All right, then. So, Sonic the Hedgehog. Actually, I got no more news, really. They're very small pieces of news. I'm just looking at it right now.
Okay, no.
But Sonic the Hedgehog. It's already said it. So, apparently, they've heard us loud and clear. Actually, we already know that. They're redesigning it, right?
Oh, no, we knew they were redesigning, but we didn't know. Go ahead. I don't think we know what you're about to say. Go ahead.
Is that they moved the release date to the movie. So we're no longer getting it in November this year. We're getting it February 14th, 2020.
Yeah.
Instead of November because of the redesign.
We did not know that, actually.
So they're serious about this shit.
Yeah.
I hope they're serious about Robotnik's sense of humor.
Yeah, man, just don't make it straight Jim Carrey. Like, I like Jim Carrey, but just don't make it all
make it straight up
Jim Carrey. Like,
that's what I wanted to say. I saw Aladdin.
You motherfucker, you saw Aladdin?
Yeah.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was pretty good. I don't remember Aladdin, the original one.
Man, fuck you. You have no stake.
Yeah, like, but it was good. It was a good movie.
But you enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it, yeah.
It was good.
It was a good time, for sure. Okay. Yeah, I remember parts of it, though. Like, I remember Robin Williams, for sure, being the genie and all that. And I know how Robin Williams is. And Will Smith did a pretty good job to, you know, put his own fucking, like, his feel into it. Mm. So, it was good. I'm not sure how accurate it was, but Carla was saying it was pretty accurate. Like, everything was exactly how it is, except they added one new song, which I thought they did, too.
I heard they added one song.
Yeah.
I did hear they were
And it was funny, because I feel like they did that, too, because I recognize all the songs. I didn't recognize that one song, though.
And you're like, okay, this is definitely some shit.
Yeah. But good time for sure. So check it out. It was a good time. Sonic the Hedgehog, getting it redone. And also, there's a picture floating around where it's Sonic holding a sign saying that the movie's moved to 2/14/20. And in that picture, he has gloves on his hands. Now, I'm not sure that picture is officially from, you know, the creator of the movie, or if it's like a fan-made picture. But if it is from the movie themselves, your fucking hands gloves. Yes.
Yeah, fucking, that's, I mean, the little things, man. The little things make a big difference.
It does, yeah.
Just make his eyes right. To me, make his eyes look good. Make his eyes look like the Sonic eyes we see, how they're really one. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Right? Or at least bigger or something, at the very least, if you really don't want to have one big eyeball. I can see that. But yeah, it should be one. But I'll try to be okay if you make it two big eyeballs instead of these little ones he has. Also, gloves. Knees gloves. Come on. Dude, it's gloves. You can't say he doesn't need them. Because he's freaking wearing shoes. So why wouldn't he not wear gloves? Also, the shoes. I'm not happy with the shoes. I want his classic Sonic shoes, please. Like, there's kind of reason. That depending on where you get your lore for him, he has reasons for having those specific shoes. I hope he gets them, because thinking about it now, when in the trailer, when he comes down into his little hideout, there's a bunch of shoes that look like they're all worn out, so as if he worn out all his shoes while he was running.
Oh, I didn't realize that, actually.
So I hope that that's like his thing, and eventually he finds his actual shoes.
And they fucking last.
In a box, imagine.
Like in the fucking Robotnik box? Like, yeah, the little TV cell box? Damn, that would be the shit right there.
That'd be cool if that happens, actually.
Dude, imagine he passed by a store and they happen to be carrying it in a box like that, like, yes. That would be fucking dope.
He's like, oh, some new shoes, you know? That'd be cool, actually.
I'm definitely down with
that. I'd be down for that, at least. But but yeah, do something with the shoes.
All right. Other news. Okay, it's the last few Alien movies. Alien Prometheus. It's called Bob Prometheus, Tate. Which I actually really like a lot. Alien Covenant. Mm-hmm. They were both made by different directors. They're big Alien movies. But the thing is, Ridley Scott, the guy who made the original Alien movies, is supposedly coming back for this last sequel. Oh no, it's confirmed. No, I just looked at it. It's confirmed. Shit. He's definitely coming back for this last sequel, which, you know, he's the original creator of Alien. He's the reason it's great.
Yeah.
Almost every movie that's not having him involved gets complaints. Don't get me wrong, there is movies where he is involved and there are still complaints, but, you know, his movies are like considered the classics, the original Alien movies. So it's nice to hear that he's coming back to it. Some people are not thrilled about the newer ones, so I'm sure this will bring a lot of people back on board that he's going to be directing it again.
That's cool.
Yeah, so Ridley Scott will be back on Alien.
Is this Alien? Because I know the Prometheus one was a prequel, right?
Yes.
Is this next one going to be still back in the day, too? Or
I don't know. I didn't even see
Alien. When is Covenant?
I don't know. I didn't see it. I'm missing Covenant.
I don't know anything about Alien other than I saw Prometheus.
You know, it's funny. In the past few years, I started catching up on Alien. So I've seen Alien 1. I've seen Aliens, which is the second one.
Yeah.
I've seen Prometheus. I have not seen Alien 3. That's the next thing on my
Alien
list.
Alien versus Predator.
No. Huh. But my girlfriend was saying it's out of the universe, so I don't have to watch it.
Okay.
But I still want to watch it.
All right.
I know it's ridiculous. It's
funny. The first time I seen an Alien movie was Prometheus, which is the beginning of it all. And that was funny because I was watching it. I was like, oh, this is a cool movie. At the very end, you see the freaking...
Did I see it with you?
I was like, holy shit, this is quick to Alien.
Did we see it together?
I think I did see it.
Yeah, because I remember we were like enjoying the movie, and at the end, the fucking alien came. We're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
We're like, is this connected to Alien?
Yeah.
That's so funny. Like, I remember that now that you say it, because I remember we were both looking at each other like, do you...
Yeah, we saw it with somebody else, and we're asking them, I think, and they, I think they knew about
some
it.
Shit about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, I do remember this watching.
Yeah.
I remember this viewing. Yeah, I forgot. Anyway, the next one will be directed by Ridley Scott.
Spoilers, by the way.
Maybe more continuity, more connectivity between the whole thing. But yeah, okay, other piece of news real quick. Check this out.
Okay.
Hasbro.
Oh, shit.
Hasbro
what are they doing?
Is making an indoor water park.
Interesting.
The interesting thing is what Hasbro has licensed to them, and this will be
Mousetrap.
This will be the theme of the theme park. My Little Pony.
Okay.
Which actually has a lot. Isn't that the one with all the badass? Is that Rainbow Dash and all that
Yeah.
Stuff? Dude, the potential there is absurd.
Well, doesn't Hasbro now own, they have Transformers.
Let me fit. I don't see that on the list here.
Oh, what the hell?
I see My Little Pony.
Didn't they just get the license to Power Rangers?
Mr. Potato Head. Nerf.
I thought that was Play School.
Nerf.
Or nothing.
Monopoly.
Yeah.
This is the only thing I'm excited about. Candyland. A Candyland ride would be the fucking shit.
Dude,
I'm so down for that.
Chutes and Ladders. Do they own Chutes and Ladders?
No.
Oh, fail.
But we know what they do own. Hungry, hungry hippos. I want to get eaten by a hippo and go through a whole ride, you know?
Are you sure?
Well, not a real one. Magic the Gathering.
Isn't hippos like the number one killer in like Africa or some shit?
Magic the Gathering.
They have Magic the Gathering?
Yes. And Play-Doh.
Whoa, they have Magic?
And Play-Doh. And Battleship. And
Battleship.
On top of that, they also have G.I. Joe.
Go Joe.
Go G.I. Joe. All right. They'll be working with Imagineers, deeply experienced leadership team, to bring Hasbro brands to life in exciting new ways for rides and theme parks indoor, underwater. Our goal is to bring engaging brand experiences to audiences everywhere, and we are confident that Imagineers' new resort and water park will provide families with a memorable, one-of-a-kind experience. In other words, they're trying to cash in on their toys. They're going to make some fucking random shit out of it and then sell you a bunch of toys.
That's weird, yeah, because like...
Very weird.
Because they have all these properties. They can do something like a Disneyland or a Magic Mountain, but they're doing a water park, though. Like,
water park. It's random. It's very random. Weird.
And it's indoor, which is cool, so it could be all season, all year round. But I don't know. I'm not into water. I drink it.
I don't see how it works. I drink it.
Yeah, that's about it.
I don't see how it
could shower, you know.
I don't see how it's going to connect with all these things.
Yeah, like, me neither. That's the other thing too. Like, none of those are like underwater properties. Or like
no,
that.
None of them. You and know? Like, although I love the idea of a Candyland ride, like a water Candyland ride. Like, I don't want it to be a slide. You know what I mean? Like, I want to fucking
yeah. Like, what can you do with water? I mean, I guess
I'm only thinking it's like Raging Waters type shit and make the tubes like have themes of them. Like, that's lame though. Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that.
All right, well, we'll see. I guess. I've never been to a water park, though, so I can't even imagine. No, never. Like I said, I'm just not into, like, swimming and water shit like that.
I ain't glad at you, but I am at you. I know how it is. I don't love it either. So, especially when I heard how disgusting the water parks are because they, like, refilter all the shit.
I've never thought about that. But
let's not talk about it.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's do a little...
Less interested.
Let's do a little quick thing. I don't know if you want to call it a segment, but let's do a little trailer roundup because a lot of trailers have come out since we did the Last in Focus podcast.
True.
Interesting ones. Dark Crystal.
I don't know that one.
There's a trailer for The Dark Crystal that came out. It was a comedy. Not comedy. It was a musical movie back in the 80s with David Bowie.
Okay.
It's very like Legend of Zelda style, like, you know, mystical kind of shit, trying to defeat the Demon King, get the fucking crystal, save the princess, that kind of shit.
Okay.
But, you know, it's all done by Jim Henson, like Muppets and costumes.
Okay, that sounds familiar now.
And now he made there's a live-action Netflix show coming.
Oh,
the
wow.
Trailer's out, and it's not going to be a musical. Because Dark Crystal... No, fuck you. I love Dark Crystal, but actually the musical shit to me takes away from it a little bit. I'm like, right when I get into the story, then they start bringing it into a song, I'm like, oh, God. I'm like, all right.
It's like Aladdin.
Yeah, and you know, exactly. Like all Disney movies. Like, if you're in the mood for it, you're in the mood for it. If you're not, you're kind of like, oh, fuck, all right.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Dark Crystal, I mean, it could still be a musical, but from what it looks like from the trailer, it's not. It looks very, like, straight up, like, almost like it's just an adventure story.
Okay.
And the trailer looks fucking dope, and I'm excited about that.
Nice.
All right.
What other ones are there?
I know the Stranger Things trailer came out.
I haven't seen that one. I've heard about it. I saw it there.
I saw it. It didn't show you too much, but it leaves a lot for speculation. I also saw the trailer for, there was something else that had a really good trailer recently. Rambo. The final Rambo movie. Rambo, The Last Blood, and Steven Seagal. Sylvester Stallone's still involved in it. I think that's pretty interesting. I'm like, damn, I really thought they gave up on the idea. I don't even know if there's any kids who still know who fucking Rambo is. You know, but you and I know, you see the red headband tied on top and the fucking machine gun. That's probably
all I know is machine gun, because every time someone has a machine gun going crazy, everyone's like, Rambo! So
Yeah.
I've never seen a Rambo movie, but I know that.
That's all you need to know, bro.
That's what I figured.
other things, there's another new trailer that came out. There's a new Far From Home trailer, I think, came out since the last podcast. They just kind of talk a little bit more about Mysterio, that he comes from another universe. And...
Yeah, they did talk about that last time. I think we mentioned it like last second at the end.
Okay.
Last time, yeah.
Other trailers. There's some other cool shit that came out.
Oh man, I just thought of one. I forgot what it was now.
There's a trailer for that movie Ma, which looks like a creepy ass fucking horror movie. It's about like an old, like a bunch of teenagers. You know, they want to fucking get drunk and shit while they're in high school, and they fucking happen by this older black lady and shit, right? And she's like, and they're like, hey, can you buy us drinks? Can you buy us alcohol? And she's like, oh, no, I don't do stuff like that, blah, blah, right?
Yeah.
And she comes out of the store, she gives them fucking bottles and shit, right? Like, you guys should come over to my house, and that's where the party's at, right?
Whoa.
And so the kids come over, right? and it's a fucking horror movie.
And this chick has some Hansel and Gretel shit going.
Yeah,
on.
Dude, you should see the trailer. It's pretty crazy. I was like, dude, this movie looks sick. It's called Ma, just M A, Ma. Mm. It looks fucking creepy. Other things,
Toy Story 4.
Yeah, I mean, they don't tell us too much in the fucking trailer, but it happens.
You know what should be, though? They do tell us one thing, though, is that toys can be created even by a kid. Because the Sporky is like the, I think that's his name, is the new character.
He's a spork with some designs on it.
Yeah,
and
he was made by that one little girl. And, you know, Woody's like, oh, yeah, like Bonnie made a new friend. And he's like, oh, yeah, who? They're like, no, she literally made a new friend. And then he comes out as a spork with freaking pipe cleaner eyes and shit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's interesting. That's an interesting new thing to the lore. It's like, oh, shit, you can just create toys and it just
come
alive.
Animated?
Yeah, so it's like, what's the thought? Like, what's the, you know, the thing behind that? Like, what makes toys come alive, you know? Mm. Is it a factory or is it just...
The spirit of children?
Yeah, the spirit of children or something like that. Yeah. So that's interesting.
I still haven't seen Toy Story 3. I gotta get to that.
It looks like a creepy movie, too, if you've seen the trailer.
Yeah, I saw the trailer. It does look kind of creepy. It looks kind of weird.
Because they get to, like, an antique shop, and, like, it looks like they're being haunted down and stuff like that. And you have, like, these freaking... Looks like the dummy from Goosebumps chasing him and stuff.
Oh, fuck, yeah.
Yeah, like, some horror shit going on in that. There's another trailer. Oh, Godzilla.
Oh, shit, that looks so good,
dude. Not a trailer, but it's coming out next week. Or tomorrow.
There was a trailer to come out. It comes out tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah.
There was a trailer that came out with it. Dude, it looks good.
So I'm pretty sure this is the movie that's going to be connected to what I've been talking about for years, Godzilla versus King Kong.
Yeah, I've been hearing more rumors about that, actually. I've been hearing more and more rumors.
So I think the King Kong Skulls Island is connected to it, too.
I think you're right. I think we're going to see an after-credit scene where they...
Where King Kong drops in, it's like, got about me, bitch.
And, dude, how dope would it be for fucking him to prove he's the king of the monsters and then King Kong fucking show the actual king, the real king, you know,
it's
fucking
in his name.
It's in his fucking name. Yeah, you're king of the monsters, I'm fucking King Kong. Let's see what's up, you know?
Yeah, the king of me. You're not my king.
Yeah, right? He's like, I'm not going to bend the knee. Okay. Yeah, so I'm really excited about that. I'm very interested in that movie. You want to see that movie together? You want to watch it? Watch it, like, maybe not tomorrow, but, like, Saturday or something?
I don't know. We'll see.
Let me know.
I want to see it, though, for sure.
Hmm.
Just don't know when. I usually see my movies on Tuesday, so.
Mm. All right, so one quick news I'll bring up.
Yeah.
Tom King, who is the guy who's been writing...
Speaking of Kings.
Yeah, speaking of Kings, exactly. Tom King, he both wrote the current DC Heroes in Crisis, and he wrote that big, famous Batman arc where Batman got married and then it didn't work out and shit. That's the one everyone's been fucking loving. He's still got his Batman run going, and supposedly it's really well written, but apparently he's being taken off of that arc. He's taking off of the Batman run and not doing it anymore. It kind of sucks because he's a really good writer. Everyone says there's a lot of drama and details going on with that. I'm not sure. I even heard rumors that he's going to be involved in writing that Matt Reeves Batman movie we were talking about. I heard that that's why he might have got pulled off of it. But the thing is that he's taken off of the main Batman story, and he will be now writing a side story called Batman and Catwoman.
Okay, then.
Yeah, I wonder if it's because his comics aren't selling as well as they wanted them to, but the story I heard is really good, so I'm really surprised about that. But, yeah, Tom King, he also wrote The Vision, the one about his family. He also wrote... Mr. Miracle, that really famous Mr. Miracle comic that came out last year. It got a bunch of awards.
Okay.
Yeah, so Tom King knows what he's doing, and I heard his Batman run's really good, so I'm really surprised DC wanted to take it away from him.
Denied.
But it might be because, like I said, that he's going to be supposedly helping Matt Reeves out with this new Batman movie with Pattinson on it, you know?
Right.
So if he's involved in that, then, I mean, he might be stepping up, actually, rather than stepping down.
Maybe,
you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, so now he'll be doing this mini series called Batman and Catwoman. This will premiere
Batwoman
later.
And Catwoman. It sounds like a good movie.
It could be. There is a Batwoman. They could make that happen. Yeah. Anyway, this will come out later this year.
If you know what I mean.
All right, AJ, you got some news for us?
Pokemon. So there was actually a big Pokemon press conference that happened the other day.
Yes, sir.
And we got a few new announcements. You know, they were talking about the movie, I think. We have a new Detective Pikachu coming out, or it's on the Switch now or something like that. One main thing to mention, too, is that Pokemon Quest will be the first Pokemon game in China. So China's getting Pokemon for the first time, which they never realized. Yeah, they never had a Pokemon game. So welcome, China, to the Pokemon universe.
Is Quest like yellow or is it like red and blue? What is it?
Pokemon Quest is exactly. Like, it's one of those spinoffs, like the Mystery Dungeon and shit like that. That's what it is.
What do you do in that one?
I have no clue. I don't play the spinoffs.
Me either. The only spinoff I play is Puzzle League.
I never play that either.
Fucking up. That's a good one.
The only spinoff I guess I could play, had played is Go, Pokemon Go.
No, you played Pokemon Snap.
Oh, fine. You got me there.
I was talking to my girlfriend's brother about it, and I was like, hey, Pokemon Snap is low-key one of the best Pokemon games ever made.
Yeah, for real.
Because, like, dude, it feels like you're on a roller coaster ride with Pokemon around you, and you can actually affect the shit around you. Like, that's cool.
That is cool. I used to love doing that shit and fucking knocking Charmanders into volcanoes and shit.
Hey, can I say, I know this is unfocused, so I think it's okay if we talk about this real quick. The fucking power plant is so unfair. Like, all the other levels, like, I feel like I can, like, slowly, like, kind of figure, oh, okay, I gotta do this to make this happen.
Oh, yeah, taking the pitches to the right spots.
Bro, yeah. What the fuck? The power plant is so fucked up. Like, I was like, that shit was annoying.
Which one's the one with the cave? Oh, no, it's the cave.
The power plant. Oh, no, that's the cave,
there's
the cave.
There's that Mewtwo
one. That one's hard,
one.
Too.
That Mewtwo picture you gotta take?
You mean the Mew picture?
No,
Mewtwo's not in that game.
No, but to get to Mew, you have to find those random shadows or stuff like that make up Pokemon. And in the cave, there's a waterfall.
And behind it.
No, it's not behind it, but it's just the sparkles on it. If you take the picture, then the sparkles like show in the camera picture a Mewtwo. You don't see it unless you take the picture, though.
Yeah, that's right. You can only see it in the picture afterwards, right? Yeah, I remember what you're talking about now, because you're like, you just see your shit glow when you highlight it. I guess I'm going to take a picture of this?
I knew that because I think I got a strategy guide or like read through it really quick because I was just stuck. I was like, how do you do this? And I just like went through it really quick. I was like, oh, okay, you got to take a picture of this and that. Okay, and then got home and did it.
Low key, I got everything except for the power plant. The strategy guide told me how to do the power plant shit.
Yeah.
I didn't know how to do that. I
think I had a strategy guide actually. I think that's what it was.
I got it way later, but I was like, dude, because I could figure everything else out. It took me a long time, but eventually I figured, you know, the lava level, the water, I figured it all out after time.
Yeah.
The fucking power plant, I was like, I don't get it. I'm like, I know I'm missing something. I know I have to make some shit happen. Like,
Which one was
it? The Zapdos egg.
The Zapdos? Or like, leading the Pikachu over to it?
I was like, what the fuck am I supposed to do? Yeah. Like, I'm missing something. Like, something's not activating because, you know, some switches change and you go a different way. And like, dude, it's the fucking, oh man, that shit was so annoying, dude.
Yeah.
Like, and when I finally saw, like, or when I finally read the strategy guide on how to do it, I was like, how would anyone fucking know to do that? How would you fucking know to do that? Like, there's no hints in that in the game.
Oh, I remember seeing, too, like, oh, to get special pictures, what was it? The electrode exploding on an Electabuzz was one weird one. You got to lead it over. There's also the one with Pikachu riding on the electrode, too. Those are hard to get. Like, I never knew that was a thing until, like, you know, you put things in the right spot and you make it happen. It's oh, okay. That's all the plant, too. All of that.
Who was that thing in the cave that you had to follow and take pictures of it as it flew around? There's something that you had to follow.
It was like a haunter or something. Like, you couldn't tell what it was until you took a picture of it, and then you saw the picture. You saw it was a haunter.
That's what it was.
That was one of them.
I want to play that game right now. Where was Pokemon Snap 2 with the Johto Pokemon, man? Where the fuck is that shit at? Like,
why did they never do that?
I don't know, bro. I would have been so down for Pokemon Snap 2.
They can't say Pokemon Snap didn't sell well or anything like that. So
it sold great.
Yeah.
Dude, I would have been way more into Ruby and Sapphire if they would have put out a Pokemon Snap for it.
You know what? That would have been a good thing to do to get as introduced to those Pokemon,
because I hated those Pokemon, but like if they would have fucking gave me that game, I would have been like, oh, okay, like I'm seeing them in their habitat and shit, you know. I could have been cool with it. Anyway, I digress yet again.
Anyways, other things they announced at the Pokemon press conference: Pokemon Home coming out in 2020. It's going to be a mobile app, and what this is, it's a cloud-based service. Their tagline: a place where all Pokemon gather. So what this is it connects your Pokemon Bank and Pokemon Go?
Oh, dope.
And all the Switch games. And so you can pretty much transfer your Pokemon from those games or from your bank into Pokemon Home. And then from there, your Pokemon are like now with you in your phone. And you can literally go to a friend and be like, hey, you want to trade Pokemon? And then mobile to mobile right there, you can trade Pokemon. Or you can just do it online through the app too. So this is like another way to carry around your Pokemon with you. Which sounds pretty cool. But I'm wondering, like, can you connect older games to this? Or can you transfer them back to the bank from there, too? So that's the one thing I'm worried about. Which reminds me, I wonder if I paid for my bank this year.
Oh, yeah, that's a thing. I forgot about that.
Yeah, I gotta look into that. What else is there? Oh, yeah. And then the other thing they announced, Pokemon Sleep.
Yeah, that was a kind of a joint news on this. Tell us a little bit about it, AJ.
Yeah, so Pokemon Sleep is also a new app. And their idea for this was that they wanted to turn sleeping into entertainment. And on top of that, they wanted to sleep well because, like, yeah, you guys have been going out a lot, playing Pokemon Go. A lot of distance has been made, a lot of walking, you know, distance. A lot of people are playing that game. But now we kind of want you to rest. So we want you to sleep. So now they have Pokemon Sleep.
And it records your sleep time.
Yeah, it records the way you sleep and how you sleep and if you're sleeping, I suppose. I don't know what type of things happen regarding it, but, you know, depending on how you sleep, I suppose, things can happen that affect things in other games or something like that. Yeah. Don't know the exact details to it, but it's something like that.
I feel like this is born from the whole night and day thing they were doing back in Silver and Gold. I like that they're doing that, man.
They also introduced a new device called, because we had a device already called the Pokemon Go Plus. So it's a little device, actually I have mine in the room, but it's a little device that you push the button to at any time, and it's connected to your phone, so when you're walking around
looks
playing
like
Pokemon
Pokeball.
Go,
looks like,
yeah,
a Pokeball.
Looks like a Pokeball, yeah. And then you push the button, and it catches the Pokemon for you, or it spins a stop for you. So that's pretty much what it does. Now they're introducing for Pokemon Sleep, a Pokemon Go Plus Plus. So it's not spelled plus. It's the first plus is spelled plus. The second plus is an actual
symbol.
Plus.
Smart.
So Pokemon, they should have called it Pokemon Minus if it's for sleep. That would have been cool. Anyways. But yeah, Pokemon Plus Plus is a separate device. It looks like this one's literally like a Pokeball. It's a circle. It looks more like the Pokemon Walker you got with Heart Gold and Soul Silver. Which the actual Pokemon Go Plus thingy that was for Pokemon Go looks, it has a color of a Pokeball, but it's more of a tear shaped, to kind of represent like a GPS arrow.
Yeah. Yeah. Thing. I've seen it. Yeah.
That's what that is. But anyways, that this new Pokemon Plus Plus device is supposed to, like, you know, also help with that app to kind of figure out how you sleep. So I think you're supposed to put it on your bedside, on your bed as you're sleeping. So it can detect how well you're sleeping, I suppose. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's something they're doing, and that's coming out next year as well. What I'm thinking, though, because in Gen 4, which is the next generation that needs to be introduced in Pokemon Go, this sleep device, I can imagine this introducing us to Darkrai, because Darkrai is the nightmare Pokemon.
Oh, I didn't think about that. They can make a whole new sub thing with him involving. Oh, I didn't think
that'd
about
be cool.
That.
So that was my thought, too, like when I like listened about this.
AJ,
like,
you're ahead of the
that'd
game.
That'd be cool if they do something connected to that. That's how you get Darkrai in Pokemon Go.
You're ahead of the game, bro. I didn't think about it. That would be real smart if they did that. That's
pretty
cool.
I was like, what could they really do that's cool? Other than, you know, give you more items or something like that. It's like, let you unlock a Pokemon. Like, which Pokemon makes sense with sleeping?
Fucking Darkrai.
And he's in Gen 4, and that's coming up pretty soon, so.
Interesting. All right.
Or are we already in Gen 4?
No.
Oh, we're already in Gen 4.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we are in Pokemon Go.
Shit.
Because I've been waiting for Mamoswine, and Mamoswine's finally available.
Yeah, but anyways. Gen 4?
Yeah.
I sent you a new email.
Oh, shit.
One other thing.
one more thing real quick about Pokemon. Another game they announced was Pokemon Masters. I don't know what it is. I know what it is. It's a way to play old trainers throughout the game series. You know, you
ones that you battle before?
Yeah, but I think it's an app game. Yeah, it's a mobile game. And yeah, you pretty much just battle. I don't know how you get those Pokemon to battle with, but yeah, you battle old trainers and stuff like that. And then last thing, June 5th, next week, next Wednesday, I believe, at 6 a.m. Pacific, we get a new Pokemon Direct for Pokemon Sword and Shield. So next week, we'll have more news about Pokemon Sword and Shield.
Even better. All right, other news. Last thing, this guy, there's a group called Cavin Creations. They make masks for, like, you know, cosplay, superhero type shit, right? They made a badass one that went viral recently. They've been working on it for like 2 or 3 years because they've had an early one. They've had a Spider-Man mask, right? They had like a face controller where you would push a button to like fuck with his eyes and like, you know, control it. They've now made a hands-free Spider-Man face mask.
That looks cool.
You can control the eyes without your hands.
I want that.
I want it too, bro. That shit looks so sick.
Like, just like the freaking movie.
Dude, I was going to say, I actually probably don't want that because I might start fighting crime. If I can have like characteristics in my face as I'm doing shit, like, dude, yeah, this is too fun, bro. Let's not do that. And I was like, dude, man, look how far the future is coming. Like,
yeah,
the fact that like regular people are doing robotics, like, this is what I imagined when I was a kid, and that's fucking happening now.
Yeah,
it's so insane, dude. Like, anyway. I think it's really cool. They're called Cavin Creations. They are selling these masks.
Their name sounds familiar. I feel like I've heard them do shit. Like,
they've done a lot of big stuff. Like, they've done a lot of little things like that. I think they do Batman stuff, too. Look, they got a fucking glowing-eyed Spider-Man one over there, too.
They're working so hard on this Spider-Man shit. There's all these updates, like, how they're molding it and all that. Oh, like, a little preview of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Hey, may I say, one of the best MCU ideas for outfits that we ever had came from Daredevil. I love the idea of an underground guy who makes fucking secret armors based on his style and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And he just gives it to whoever he wants to give it to, you know? That was so dope to me. And like, I wish the other like movies would kind of incorporate that idea. Because I feel like that's how it would happen in real life.
Yeah.
Somebody would do it low-key, sell it to certain people.
That happens in real life already.
It does, yeah. Like, fucking secret brands, right? Like, yeah, low-key brands of clothing and shit? Like, there you go. It's like, already happening.
True,
like,
yeah.
Like, just imagine it was in the superhero range. Like, some guy like, you know, hey, I'm making armor. You know, I'm making it so you can fight some crime in this shit. Like,
yeah,
it could happen. Like, we were already halfway there.
True. These guys are doing it right now.
I'm doing it right now. But anyway. All right, so that's the end of Unfocused episode.
No, one more thing.
Wait, you have something else? Throw it at me.
Evil prices are going up on June 8th.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's a 1 day more than a week from now. So you guys want to be part of Evil for the good price?
Yeah, because it already went up once. You missed early bird. This is normal price, and now it's like pretty much late fee.
I didn't miss it. I got it.
Yeah, I already signed up too. So,
yeah,
June 8th is going up again. Unfocused, so if you haven't signed up.
Unfocused will be at Evil.
True.
Support us, you know.
True. Come by, say hi, challenge us.
We've been trying. We've been getting pretty decent, you know, so we'll see where we go from there.
Look out. And, not look out for it, but go do it. Go sign up.
AJ, I'm Focus Week. What you got?
More soul. Actually, this week I'm not going to be able to compete. I don't know. It actually depends on my schedule. What if I work in the morning? I don't even know. Wait, they said night.
Do you want to do Friday Night Fights tomorrow?
I can't work tomorrow for sure.
Okay.
I know that much. But
it's that Dungeon, right?
Huh?
It's that Dungeon Super Arcade. That's what we're gonna do tomorrow, right?
Super Arcade, yeah. I think it's where it's at. Yeah. To where me and Steve went one time, and they didn't end up not being there. But just more soul. More. I want to start playing more Tekken. We were talking about it the other day. I'm pretty sure you saw the text, right? Like, cause since we changed it up and played a new game to determine the hammer. Like, why not have infinity gems and see who can collect them all? And each gem represent a game.
I did not see that. What the fuck? No, yeah. Are you serious?
That's what I was telling them. And I'm like, that sounds genius. So we'll have six games, and each game is a certain stone. And we got to compete for each stone.
I would be down for that, but then we're not going to get as good at Soul Calibur as we're trying to get. Like,
no, but it'll just be fun to get us more diverse. And then, like, who can get all six? I don't think anyone's going to be able to get all six.
That's true, but, like, I don't know, man. I want us to get better at, like, the games we're going to compete in. But you're right, though. That would be so much fun, though, at the same time. I don't know. We should talk about some more. That's a good idea, though.
But, yeah,
I like that
and,
a lot.
Like, we're saying, like, at least I was saying, like, the Space Gem will be Smash. And the Soul Stone, of course, Soul Calibur. Steve was saying the Mind Stone for Tekken because Mind Games, you know?
Nah, bro, Luminous for the Mind Stone.
I was thinking of that, too, if we want to do puzzle games.
Yeah, dude, apparently everyone plays Luminous. That should be the Mind Stone.
And then Drew was saying Reality Stone should be for Street Fighter because that game isn't really based in reality so much.
Hey, the Power Stone? Dive kick.
Oh wow. He said Power Stone.
I've been defeated. That's really good, actually.
And I think they were saying Time Stone, maybe like Virtual Fighter, because the time is so short in that game.
How about I really want Dive Kick in there, but anyway.
That would be cool. I was thinking one of the stones be like a roulette. Remember how we did a roulette thing the other day? So maybe one of the games could be roulette. I want to have Skullgirls in there. Dive Kick would be cool. Maybe throw Luminous in there or Tetris, something like that. So
Mind Stone cool. Got to be Luminous or Tetris, bro. Like Mind Stone.
Yeah, Mind Stone should be a puzzle for sure.
It should be a puzzle, dude.
Yeah, I guess we can talk about it some way. I'll meet up.
I always say puzzle games are the flip side to fighting games. Like puzzle games are the other side of a versus game. Like to me.
Yeah.
But anyway. All right, so that's cool.
That's something to expect, I guess, in the future. Other than that, I don't know. Maybe I guess your stick. I'm done with your stick, as far as I know.
I'm waiting for the sticker, which is supposed to fucking be here today, and it didn't come in.
Still didn't come in, damn.
Nope. Neither of them. I have two stickers I'm waiting on. Neither of them came in.
It's rough.
I got a text message about one of them yesterday saying,
text
oh, yeah.
back, like, the fuck?
I should, but I think it's one of those no response bullshits.
Yeah, probably.
But it was probably telling me, like, though. Oh, we're bringing it. We're bringing it to you. I'm like, okay, where's that? Like,
it's coming over by donkey from New York.
And that was not today. That was yesterday. So I figured once they said that I was going to get it today, and I didn't get it. I'm very sad.
Yeah.
I'm very excited to put that on here. Like, I feel it'll be so complete with the fucking Batman logo on here. It was so complete.
We'll see.
Anyway.
And then read comics. I got my Sonic comics I haven't read yet at all, so I got to read those soon.
Oh, one other thing I'm going to finish on my focus week. I've been reading Lois and Clark, the Road Whoa. To Rebirth for Superman, and it's a really good comic book, dude. It's like during the time of the Superman, like regular Superman,
mm-hmm.
there's another Superman from an alternate universe.
Oh, alternate universe.
That's forced to live there with his Lois Lane, right? And so, obviously, there's already a Superman, so they can't fucking be themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So they go fucking hide out, and obviously they live in a farm. Because that's the comic book way to do it. They live on a farm, and they don't let no one know who they are. And he just low-key defeats villains before they become villains.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because he knows the universe. You know, he knows what's going to happen. So he wears a black suit, like a black and silver Superman suit.
Uh-huh.
And he lets the regular Superman do his own thing and do his regular shit. And he fucking stops the worst villains before they even become those villains.
Wow.
It's really fucking cool. I really like it. It's pretty cool. It's called Lois and Clark. You know, it makes references to the TV show from back in the day.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Other than that, that's it. More Soul Calibur. I'm going to continue that Chernobyl show we were talking about. Yeah, that's about it.
Maybe finish Punisher, because we got like one or two more episodes left.
I got to finish Luke Cage.
Do it. Have you watched more since the last time?
Yeah, I'm on episode 6. It's good. It's not great. Like I said, those guys are... I don't care. I just ignore them. I'm like, whatever. I'm just...
The accents? I was okay with the accents, but yeah, they are interesting.
They're a little annoying, but they're not the worst.
In that middle part, I was kind of like, I kind of got lost with the middle part. Like, for like, there's like two or three episodes where like, you're not even like focusing on Luke Cage and Morgan.
Because the accents. Not just
No, like, the other characters get like their own like storylines in the middle, so you might get across that right now.
Right where I'm at.
Yeah, so that's going to happen for sure. I mean, they're interesting, but like, I was like, I want to see Luke Cage, damn it. And you don't see much Luke Cage for a little bit.
What do you think about Bushmaster being Jet from Cowboy Bebop?
I don't know, because I never saw Jet to be like thin...
Yeah,
in dark skin that.
Well, it's funny you say that, because I didn't mind him being black, but once he was skinny...
Yeah, I don't mind him being black, but...
Once he was skinny, I was like... That's not the idea of Jet that I have in my head.
Yeah.
I think of him like you think, like a burly, like
that's why, like
slightly
Luke
strong
Cage.
Kind of fat guy, like not buff,
not
strong,
but like he's big, like he's kind of a little bit built, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And I know that's what I was like when we were thinking about Luke Cage, like you said, like he would have been a perfect.
That would have been perfect. Yeah, see, I could see that. But then the Bushmaster guy's like, I don't know, he's kind of too thin for him.
But you know, you should Google some of his shit where he does his regular American accent.
Uh-huh.
You could kind of feel a little bit like he feels jazzy, like he feels like chill, like
he actually thinking about it, he looks jazzy
and when you see him act he feels like calm and laid back, like he's kind of like,
oh okay,
yeah, you know,
calm would have been a good idea.
I don't think he's a great actor, so I'm not down.
Yeah,
like,
he's okay.
I like him in John Wick too.
I haven't seen John Wick, but okay.
Oh man. Oh, that's what I didn't mention about Focus Week.
Oh, you saw it?
I saw Brightburn. Oh, we talked about Brightburn last time, right?
No, you told me about it separately,
oh,
I think.
Fuck. Okay, late on Focus Week, real quick. I saw Brightburn, which is basically an evil fucking Superman, and it was fucking cool. I'm not going to say it was the best movie ever, but it was definitely good and groundbreaking, and it sets the tone for superhero movies to start getting scary. Hmm. That's what I want. Like, I want a fucking super villain movie, and I feel like this movie kind of set that up as a possibility. I want Doctor Doom. I want, like, a Doctor Doom movie where he fights... to control his country,
mm-hmm.
and then he wins at the end. And now he's the fucking boss of his country.
Yeah.
And the Marvel Universe has to deal with that. Because, like, you can't take that away from him.
That should be, like, an arc.
Yeah, that would be so fucking dope.
Yeah.
And to me, after watching Brightburn, it kind of made the idea of a villain movie working. It can work. Like, a supervillain having the whole movie, you being forced to deal with their struggle, and, like, being forced to accept them at the end, you know? Like... I don't know. I thought Brightburn did a good job of that.
I'm not sure if I asked you this, but is this actually based off a
no.
comic? No, so it's all it's an original IP, huh?
Mm-hmm. It's basically the guy said the concept he was going for was Superman as if they were they had an agenda when they sent him to Earth.
Yeah.
You know, like, he's kind of evil because they were wanting him to be evil, you know, mm-hmm. that type of shit.
Okay, that's cool, yeah.
And it's really good. I mean, it's not amazing, but it's good. It's like at least a 7 out of 10, 7.5 out of 10. Like, it's worth watching.
Like, it's a good concept to, like, check out and just learn from it. It's mm-hmm. not, like, it's not amazing, but it's like... You know, it's like seeing a dead animal on the street. Like,
exactly.
It's not amazing, but like, just check this out.
But you're going to look at it. You're going to look at it no matter what. Yeah? Yeah, exactly. Like, that kind of thing. Man, I like that idea. I like thinking outside the box. And like, that's what they're trying to do. Like, that's pretty dope.
Okay. So it was good. So it's worth seeing.
Yeah, least, yeah, definitely. Especially you, like, and I, like I said, I feel like you could set the realm for like maybe a new Blade movie or the Midnight Suns, like I've always been wanting, or yeah. like slightly more horror feels in movies, like, you know,
right.
And even villains winning sometimes, like, because Venom fucking let us down. Venom's an okay movie, but the fact that he wasn't truly a villain, like, I guess let us down, bro.
He kind of, I don't know.
He ate people, but other than yeah. that, he was basically a superhero.
Yeah, he's mostly a hero, yeah.
I wanted them to commit, like, to definitely make him killing the bad guy, but, you know, fucking make it that he is irredeemable. Like, he does what he does. You
Thanos
know, he
won. Fuck.
Yeah, but it's not his movie, though.
Still it kind of was, almost.
No, but he still got undone at the end. It's still Avengers.
At the very, very end, yeah, but at the end of that one.
But the fact that those two movies are one movie.
All right, fine.
Yeah, it can't be his movie. Right? I do like that idea. I like the idea.
It was close.
It was close, yeah. That was the right idea.
Yeah.
I just wish they would have committed. If the movie was called Thanos, that would have fixed that. That would have made it true. You yeah. know, like, but it's the Avengers.
Avengers.
Infinity Thanos. War, you know? Like,
anyway. Featuring Thanos.
Guest appearances. Brian, he's all smiling. Anyway. All right. So that was basically the end of Unfocused. I think we pointed out all the things we want to see, all the things we've been doing, the things we're going to do.
That's it.
I want you to see Brightburn.
We'll see.
I always want you to watch Hunter x Hunter. What do you want me to check out?
This ass whooping. No, it's gonna...
Freaking on, motherfucker.
I don't know. What have I been telling you to go see? Go finish freaking those Marvel Netflix movies or shows.
I'm trying. I'm telling you, I'm in Luke Cage right now. I'm trying.
Because I want you to freaking tell me, like, the end, like, what does it mean? But I guess it doesn't matter anymore. But what does it mean?
No, I need to catch up because I heard Daredevil has an X-Men reference, and I got to find out about that.
Yeah, you got to find out about that. Oh, yeah. I remember seeing about the reference, and I don't know about it.
You didn't know about anything?
No. Okay. I don't think it's that big of a reference, but I guess it could be. I don't know.
All right.
Anyways, we're done.
I'm Focus 221, Pillow Swine. Thank you for joining us, guys. We'll see you next time. Don't forget, this is a Collision 28 production. We're live on twitch.tv/collision28 every Thursday.
Also, you can always catch us on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast to see rebroadcasting of these episodes. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe there as well.
Also, Twitter, you can message us at unfocused28. We also give you updates when the show starts. Instagram at unfocusedpodcast. Subscribe, you know, like.
You can subscribe to our podcast show, The Audio Version, on Apple Podcasts, or just get more information about that on collision28.com.
Or if you have any comments or things you want us to talk about, or maybe things that you feel we missed in the past, email us on unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
Don't forget to subscribe!